großen Mängeln.
I remember we were walking with you, so it was near the, you know, near Larry's place. There's a little park.
Oh, that is very nice.
Yeah. There was one building that they were constructing, and before finishing the building, they were living in. And you said, this means this British Empire is finished. They cannot even afford to finish the building before living in it. This is a sign that they are not affluent at all. I remember you said that to Darren. They're not very affluent, the British.
They're affluent. Actually, they're poor countries. Simply by exploiting other countries within the reach. Otherwise, naturally, they're poor.
Didn't Hitler say something about that?
Huh?
I think Hitler said that works.
Occupation. Naturally, they're very poor. They cannot produce anything.
Is
so poor.
They produce coal.
They do not know anything. They produce what is called mass. Mass. And they use constant water for.
But moss.
Moss. Moss, moss.
They produce that.
Everywhere they plant, even on the tree. Because there is no sunshine or rainbow.
Right.
Very wretched girl. I told her some television.
Oh, yes.
When you landed there, you said that?
No, there are television girls. What is the description I have here? London?
That must not have been a very popular state.
Yeah, he stopped the Indian. Simply outwardly decorated. And it did happen. I told him. Actually, everywhere. No, only cloud. Mist.
Mm. They say that the sun never sets in the British Empire.
But it always sets in London.
Never rose.
Setting up sunshine is monopolized by London.
There's a description in the Bhagavatam about the setting of the sun. That's described that when the day, that the water is darker by day, the ocean water is darker by day than by night. And the reason given is that the daytime, the daylight, goes into the ocean. At night, the ocean absorbs the light of the day. And therefore, when you look at the water at night, it's lighter than it is during the day. That's a fact. Bhagavatam explains why. That there's some power within the ocean to attract the daytime. And at night, and the nighttime goes into the water. And if the opposite is true. In the daytime, the night goes into the water, so it appears very dark color. Every explanation is given in the Bhagavatam, and it's all a contradiction to the so-called scientists. They say that the reason we experience day and night is that the earth is rotating on its axis, and at the same time circumambulating the sun.
Double.
Yes.
Moksha.
Yes. So they say, therefore, there's when you're over here, when you're on this side and the sun is here, you won't see. But when it turns around, then you'll see the sun. But the Bhagavatam does not agree with that description. The Bhagavatam says that you don't see the sun because it's blocked by Meru. The sun is moving and Meru is blocking. And they never even heard of Meru. What is their knowledge? Such a big mountain they don't even know about. That means they never left the Earth's sphere. They never went more than a few hundred miles in the air. It's all lies.
That freaking complicated. Now it is proved they are also
moon hoax.
Huh?
Moon hoax.
Okay. We could not answer this. Why Sunday? Why Sunday?
I was with you when that reporter came to Los Angeles. Prabhupada said, can answer this one question. Why all over the world Sunday comes before Monday?
They could not answer.
No, they thought that was a childish.
Huh?
They thought that was very childish.
Yeah. To say I don't answer this guy. There is no time. There is no problem.
This side is talking. There must be a second.
Actually, to them, some of our statements seem very childish and innocent. Some of the things that we say. Just like, why is the water darker at daytime? Because the night has entered the water. They say,
it's mythology.
Mythology or childish. Only a child would believe such a thing. But it's common sense. Makes sense. I think if they have no faith, it should come.
Because I am very much fond of traveling, touring, they might have caused some danger. So this man pretend. What is there?
I think you're right, Srila Prabhupada. Yes. Actually, the GBC, we all were thinking that it might be dangerous for you to travel.
They would have been very glad. Here is the old rascal who has boiled out. There's a chance. Dragged it to the pole and made it from. Then he said, "Am I sad?" Yes, it is thick. Do you?
including go to the court. This boy writes further. He says, they claimed I was brainwashed by Srila Prabhupada and the devotees, and they were here to get me to think for myself again. They kept me up for 10 hours at a time for so-called deprogramming, just blaspheming Srila Prabhupada and Krishna and telling lie after lie. Finally, they let me go to sleep, and in the morning it was time for more blaspheming and lies. But by Krishna's mercy, I was able to escape out the front door of the house, he said, which was unguarded. I ran down my block barefoot and was able to get to my friend's house. I told him the story. He gave me enough money to get to a nearby temple. There I served Radha and Krishna and had the association of my godbrothers, who are most dear to me. There I spent the happiest time of my life as a devotee with the association of the rich Vasis. Being a devotee of Lord Sri Krishna, there's nothing like it. Singing, dancing, taking prasadam, being happy and free from anxiety all the time, it is just a blissful life. All Krishna wants is for us to be happy with Him. I called my parents and told them that I was doing fine and that I had even gained 7 pounds in weight. They had the police looking for me all over the place in only a minute, and they finally showed up. Maharaj felt it was best that I go back and clear things up with my parents and with their consent come back, but they refused to let me go and instead put me through a 1 month deprogramming session. This time I was unable to escape. But now Krishna has pulled me through even though I'm forced to live with my parents. They are nice people, but they just don't understand about transcendental life. But they will come around sooner or later. I cannot keep any Vedic literature at home, so a friend lets me keep it at his house and I read it during my school lunchtime. I am not able to keep japa beads to chant on, so I chant Hare Krishna on rosary beads. I'm 16 years old now and going to school where I am taught little of any value. It is sometimes difficult to remain Krishna conscious out in the material world, but I pray to Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda to help me become strong and desire to serve Krishna more and more every day. I will be able to join the Hare Krishna movement in person in 2 years, which isn't very long considering that I have waited to serve Krishna for millions of lifetimes. If you have the opportunity to serve Krishna, don't waste it, because you may wind up in my shoes in your next life. Hare Krishna.
This is one man who's done like this. The woman is there is good prospect, good home, and love combined for a long time. Post this moment, all of them.
A lot of encouraging. I mean, everywhere there's victory.
Now I'm assured, I die or live, there's no better for. Is it not?
This woman cannot die. Too many, implanted in so many people's hearts now. We cannot get it out anymore. Very nice magazine. And I can just show you some pictures.
Pradiyani Nameva. But now they're printing. Huh?
Yeah, this is on their own press, Srila Prabhupada.
Ah.
Look how nicely they've done. It says, serving Krishna in the land of transcendental bliss. Ox cart, cooking, kaladri cooking, a big pot, cows, milking. Here they have all the people working on it. Life of the Light of the Bhagavata. It's a lecture by you. Well, so they're doing, these are original illustrations. Oh, do you see what this says, Srila Prabhupada, in this past page? It says, this is the verse. The small rivulets, which were almost dried up during the months of May and June, now begin to overflow, transgressing the banks of the river, just as the upstarts, addicted to uncontrolled sense enjoyment, overflow the limits of expenditure all of a sudden. And then they show a picture describing it. Sense enjoyment, the river. They're going verse by verse and drawing original illustrations to depict. Vedic recipe page, Rasgullas. It says Agnihotra on Lord Nrisimhadev's appearance day. Sanskrit is given. It's very nice. Spiritual psychology, going beyond the sex impulse. Yes, probably.
Very good advice, huh? What is it?
It says ashram stems. It's describing the construction of your palace. And here's a picture of the two shalagrams, which they now worship. Look how elaborate.
Very good.
Sri Hiranyagarbha and Sri Sudarshan in jeweled thrones. This is making the top of the domes. On your palace, there's the top domes have lotus petals coming under them. So over that will go the domes. This is very big. The devotees are making the whole thing themselves. This shows devotees. See, this is a form, and into this form they'll pour concrete and other things and make shapes like these lotus petals. It's all hand done. The Hare Krishna movement, this is the pictures of Sankirtan in Pittsburgh and Wheeling, West Virginia. Ishta Gosti. Questions and answers discussed between His Holiness Kirtananda Swami and members and guests of New Vrindavan. Calcutta.
Calcutta.
Like Krishna Kata. Calcutta. Seeking refuge from the Kali Yuga. Oh, this is from your old Back to God. I remember in the first printings in America, this appeared, Narada Bhakti Sutra. This boy writes an article every week, deep in the woods. He's the woodman there, woodcutter. So he tells about different, he relates it to the Shastra. Color photographs available of Radha Vrindavan Chandra. They send it in the mail. Non-profit organization, U.S. postage paid. So it goes in the mail just like this. Very nice. I think it's time for your massage room.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. I thought it was good to read all these things to
tell
you.
I'm gonna leave it to read.
Yes.
He got a call from Mayapur, and on Mayapur temple there was some difficulty there from dacoits.
Mm.
300 dacoits attacked our temple, and there was fighting, and five of the devotees were in the hospital. Baba Nanda Maharaj, he was arrested because he fired a gun and shot two of them and put them in the hospital. So they arrested him. And that's all he told me. He put, 300 dacoits attacked. He said Jaipataka is now there. Jaipataka wasn't there. He was traveling preaching. So he's there now. He's sending a report to you, a more detailed report. And they want
Jayapataka Maharaj once shut the Danya Maharaj to go immediately there.
Hmm.
Because Bhavananda's in jail. Arrested. And they want Prabhas to come because the gun that Bhavananda Maharaj used is in the name of Prabhas.
Hmm.
So, and Gopal Krishna is going there tomorrow. He's also going there.
To Hawaii at that?
Well, the only thing that we were talking about that we could guess is that now the government is communist. So it may be that these, you know, communist-inspired dacoits. I mean, 300, if there was actually, it must have been quite a huge number. That means they were organized. It's not some ordinary village dacoits to have such a huge number of them. So the communists, maybe they did this. It's hard to understand until we get the report from Jayapataka. He said he's sending it.
And police did not help?
Well, it was in the middle of the night. So probably by the time they informed the police, you know, by the time the police came, whatever was done was done. I mean, Gopal didn't have the full information, and he's going there. And, of course, we were only talking over telephone, so even if he knew whatever he knew, he told me as much as he could over the telephone. But I asked if anyone was killed. He said no. He said, but five devotees are in the hospital. He said, you know that teacher who was here, Hiranyagarbha? Remember the Gurukul teacher? He was stabbed. They didn't say. I think that's about the most serious that anyone was hurt. No one was killed or anything, but it's... The government now is very precarious there. It's all communist government. I mean, I remember when Bengal was with the communists in 1971. It was horrible. There. So many marches. And so many of our members were being attacked. So maybe there's a communist that did this. I don't think the Gaudiya Math could have organized such a thing. They would not be there. Sounds like, I don't know if there's any, probably they won't attack again immediately. Now, there must be police all the time there.
Mm.
I remember in Calcutta, once we had some trouble, immediately they put a police guard all the time. The question is, of course, how much the government will protect us if the government is communist and these were communists who attacked. That we'll have to see.
No, it's actually kind of the central law.
That's what I thought also. I suspect that Gopal wants to get the full information firsthand, and then he has to come to Vrindavan, Delhi anyway, so probably he'll come from Calcutta to Delhi directly. Deal with the central government. At that time, we should take the help of Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj's friend, Mr. Gupta. This is the proper occasion.
If the pirates attack, we use Dhyan, what is wrong?
Self-protection. The question is that it may be that the gun may only be allowed to be used by the license holder of the gun.
That doesn't matter.
Sometimes, you know, when a person is arrested, it doesn't mean he's guilty, but they have to arrest him, then later on it's taken up in court whether or not he's guilty.
Gun is kept for protection.
Getting it from having a gun. formality that when you shoot someone, they arrest you. Whether you're right or wrong, they have to take you to court. Probably the dacoits will press some charge also. Who knows? Who can press charge? The advertiser's report will be coming more forward. Actually, I would have waited to tell you, but because Shantadanya probably will have to, they wanted to go, so. They want Prabhas there right away. Or maybe they want to say that Prabhas is there.
Both of them are lying.
Well, Gopal, his point, he said Jayapataka wants Shatadanda Maharaj and Prabhas to come.
They don't know.
That was his whole point in calling, because they cannot call from Mayapur to Vrindavan. The telephone line will not do that. So Mayapur called Bombay, and Bombay called here.
So some of the dacoits are arrested or not?
He didn't say. I'm certain that some of them are. Couldn't have all gotten away. I mean, some of them are in the hospital. The ones that Bhavananda shot are in the hospital. And probably
so one is in the hospital.
Two. Bhavananda shot down two of them.
No. From there, dacoits?
Yeah, two. Bhavananda shot with a gun two dacoits. Mm. And they're in the hospital.
And then there is clue.
Oh, yeah.
Then others should be arrested.
Actually, I mean, I'm actually speculating. Gopal said Bhavananda shot two of them, and he's in jail for shooting two of them. I'm saying that they're in the hospital. Maybe they're not. He's arrested for shooting two of them. But unless
they're in the hospital.
How could he be arrested, right?
Bengal has become red.
And they're the only place in all of India that elected a communist government. Everyone else was so happy to elect the new party, but they elected communists. Most amazing.
Where is Vrindavan?
You know what I'm thinking is that Mr. Arora, he wanted to go see Jyoti Basu.
He talks too much.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to have much consequence. If they want to give us the land, they'll give it. It's not that.
Mm-hmm.
Regarding that land, if they want to give it, they'll give it. It's not that somebody is going to come like Mr. Arora, and by his coming suddenly they're going to give us the land. It's a big political matter, it's not friendship.
just have to become very much prepared now with such occurrences. Those Gurukula boys, as they grow up, they should be trained to protect Mayapur.
Devrasya Chatri. How about our man to be trained as Chatri?
This is required.
Chatri Bhandangwasi. There must be to be Brahman Chatri was. Now that all one class. That is all.
Some people are inclined in that way. Guna karma.
But everyone can be utilized. If you organize that, it's like. $300 scam means government is very weak.
That's just in one little area, Nadia district. Imagine how many dacoits are in all of Bengal now. It'll get worse, it'll get even worse than it was in 1971. It'll be, I'm sure as the Kali Yuga progresses, it'll only get worse. And it was very bad. I remember when we were living in Baliganj, every day there was march. People were marching. Communist slogans.
Unemployment.
Yeah, Bhakti Charu was saying that one of the reasons is Bengali people are by nature, they're intelligent. They're always intelligent people, but not so much physically hard working. So without so much physical work to do and without proper employment, this intelligence now has become misdirected. Nowhere else in India do the communists have such a foothold as in Bengal.
Intelligent and lazy.
I looked on the medicine bottle of this cough medicine that you took.
Mm-hmm.
This cough medicine that you took, that expectorant.
Mm.
1/4 of it is chloroform. And it says that in some persons it will cause sleepiness, drowsiness, due to the chloroform.
He's coming, Prabhupada. He's just finishing breakfast. He said he's coming.
disturbing element.
In Russia, it seems from Hari Kesha's letter that they are admitting that it's a failure.
It must be a failure.
Now in Russia, they seem to be tending more and more to give up all of this false philosophy. They're allowing churches again.
Lenin, Stalin, they are gundas. Gunda villages.
What about Marx?
He was arrested. What is his philosophy?
Economic philosophy.
I know, what is that? Basic principle?
Basic principle is that the
I do not care to read this nonsense. Never. What I hear from you on that part. I take them murahs, not out of one. That's why.
You don't spend any time studying them.
Why should I waste my time? I never read anything.
Sometimes devotees say, in order to defeat, this is their philosophy. In order
they are defeated, already dead. Few days they can drop, that's all. Who asked for what now? Gandhi, Marx, Tolstoy, who cares for them? Vivekananda. Now Krishna, Bhagavad Gita is that.
Even the law court is quoted.
So what is Marx philosophy?
Well, at the proletariat, he says that the people are suffering at the hands of the capitalists. One or two people.
That's a fact. That we admit. Not to adjust in that way.
Said everything should be taken out of the hands of the few and given to the many.
Yes.
By violent revolution.
By violent revolution.
He says the few will not give up without forcefully taking it from them.
But see, you will also not give up. You want to take it by force.
He says, well,
if you have a right to take by force, others have got the right to take by force.
He says, we represent everyone except the few. And we want to make the few part of us, but they should not be special.
If you are so everyone, then why you are few? You must be many.
His revolution is the revolution of the masses against the few. Just like in Russia, they overthrew the czars.
Not the masses. The gundas. Russia was never tried by the masses. They're wrong. That I tell you. Gundas, some gundas. There's like 300 gundas there. That doesn't mean the matter. The gundas party, Lenin Gunda, he had some few men. They attacked, they killed, then some of not the master. It was not the master.
In China, it was the masses.
No. The same. The same few.
Well, they said that the few represented the masses.
How? Who elected you? Who asked you? Gayamane na apni moral. Nobody cares for me, and I become you. There are many Bengali. Dalai Taralai Nidhiram Sabda. Mass people never done. That I've studied.
Well, they say that they represent the
maybe
militant.
You can say, but who made you represent this? You can say a nonsense, that is your view. You can die. There is standards. That standard is this, but not.
Real problem.
Here is the standard. The leg must be there, the hand must be there, the head must be there, the belly must be there. One has got the quality to work at hand, he must work at hand. That is magic. These rascals have no education, actually. Therefore, I always say, that's it. The manufacturer. They're imperfect and the manufacturer. Probably, maybe, that. No standard now. Sab ghure dekhe le, kotha kotha gaye le.
Nandgaon, Barsana, Radha Kumbh, Sam. Kali Gokulta ja hai ni, to kono petrol ta puri hai.
Govardhan Hill.
Govardhan. Se mora jab joy to, jee temple hoy to, dooth theke dekhi thi pa jee.
আমাদের মায়াপুর মন্দির 300 ডাকাত এসেছিল,
300 টাকা এসছে
ডাকাত
দেনি কবে
Do you know anything about Bengal situation?
I think it's okay now.
What is the communist view?
Communist view?
They don't want religion? What is his leader? Ajit Bose.
Jyoti
Bhava. No, he's not a man of faith. He's very serious. Hmm? Very serious type of man. But Bengal is now full of rogues and rascals and dacoits. Everywhere. But really, whole Bengal is full of these elements.
More than other places.
The Congress minister has created so many mysterious forces.
Anywhere you are going, anywhere you can get that.
Yeah, any train, anywhere.
Anywhere.
Street.
Nowhere is safe. Some boys may come and attack you and take you. Nobody will. Is it not like that? Neither at home, neither on the road. You are not safe.
Imagine in Mayapur we have 250 devotees and still at that. In Mayapur we had 250 people. What family has 250 people? If 250 people are in this danger, then what to speak of a family man with only a few people in the family? That means they're ready to attack any of them. There's so many thakurs.
And therefore they came in numbers, yes.
And it was very organized, they said. At night they came, naturally.
They can refer the matter to the Home Department. Is the Home Minister as well? He's the
Chief Minister.
He's controlling, yes, Chief and Home. He's controlling the police powers and force. Take action.
They must be doing
something. Oh, there's no doubt.
With Jai Pitakamaraj.
Oil
country. You can be shoot Karaj.
Has any shot down? No shot down.
Yeah, there was shooting. Bhavananda Maharaj was shooting. They were shooting. I don't know if they were also shooting Dakar, but we had and this has happened before in small scale, so Jai Pitaka knows. I mean, we've been attacked enough times so that they know that we cannot make full reports and complaints to get action. The main thing immediately is to get protection for the police so that this doesn't reoccur.
You can forward a copy to IG of Western Office.
And then we should go to, it should be taken to the central government.
Yeah, Chief Secretary.
Another help you can get is from the embassy. The American embassy has to give protection to its citizens. All foreigners have to give full protection. Actually, that's a very good road to take, because if the foreign embassies put in complaints, then it becomes an international thing. And then the central government will get very upset and direct the West Bengal government to stop this from reoccurring, because we're getting complaints from foreign governments now that we can't give protection to the foreigners who are here in this country.
To give them an instruction.
Yes, that's a very good idea. They should have a council. American council. They should complain to
copy maybe hard
council to complain to the embassy. Once we get the full information, then we can take action here in Delhi also. At this point we don't have enough information. This is a very good road to take. Go to the American embassy in Delhi and say, "What kind? We want protection. We're American citizens. We want protection. We're being attacked in Bengal. We must put pressure on the government to give us protection." And they'll do that. Surely. Plus, they have to start an investigation to expose who has done it. That has to also be brought up. sure Jayapataka is. Should we go and take our breakfast? You want Vrindavan to stay for me?
No, I'm good. Konjagata bhala lagla.
ওই জয়পুরের মহারাজের যে সামনে মন্দিরটা না, ওইটা বোধহয় সবচেয়ে হাই অল্টিচিউড, ওই জায়গাটা ভালো। নন্দনগাঁওটা মোটামুটি খারাপ, ভিউটা খুব খারাপ। ওই লতিকা গার্ডেন না কি সব আছে, ভিউটা দিয়ে দিল
বর্ষানা।
উঠতে একটু কষ্ট হয়, পাহাড় কেটে রাস্তা তো কোনো অসুবিধা।
যদি ভালো করে বিজনেস করতে পারো, আসল কি উপকার? এত টাকা দিয়েছি কারও দিতে পারবো নিয়ে নিয়ে কোনো জিনিসের অভাব লোক না।
ওকে একটু রিলিফ দিলাম আর কি, তুমি আবার আসার সময়
লাইসেন্স
আছে? আমার লাইসেন্স কলকাতাতে, লাইসেন্স আছে না কলকাতাতে আছে।
Not for luxury.
No, luxury is a business.
Or if you have a job, then you have a story business.
I don't know. 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 I don't
know. I don't know.
কোন ঝুঁকি নিতে চায় না, বুঝেই ও ভেবে নেয় ঝুঁকি।
ঝুঁকি না দিলে লাগে
নো রিস্ক নো গেইন।
ঝুঁকি তো সব লাইফ চাই, কি করলে কিছু একটা করে দেখা যাওয়ার তো।
বেশি ফুলেছে মনে হচ্ছে, দু তিন দিন আগে পাটা তো দুদিন আগে কম ছিল। আংটি তো চেপে বসে গেছে, আংটিটা চেপে বসে গেছে, খোলাও যাবে।
কিছু যোগ্যতা নেই,
করতে চায় না, লেজি নেই,
তার মানে
যোগ্যতা পুরো নেই, করে গেছে আর ঝুঁকি নিতেও চায় না, অ্যালুক থাকছে।
অ্যালুক থাকছে তো সংসারে থাকার দরকার কি? ভগবান কে নিয়ে খা তাহলে তো ভালো।
মাঝে মাঝে শরীর খারাপ হয়, পেটের গন্ডগোল হয়, ও যা চায় খেতে সবই করে দেওয়া হয়, রুটি খাবো না হয়তো কিছু খাবো না, ও মনো মতো ঠিক
তা ভালো, সেই জন্য তো কোনো আপত্তি আছে না, কিন্তু যদি সংসারের ঝুঁকি না নিজে এইটা তো কৃষ্ণের সংসার করে ছাড়িয়ে আমার কত লোককে আমরা প্রভাবিত আমাদের এই সংস্থানে তো অন্তত ডেলি 10,000 লোককে প্রসাদ অন্তর করছি
মায়াপুর তো 2,000 বেশি লোক ডেলি খায় এগুলো
দায়িত্ব নিতে চায় না, সে পশু
কোন বরাবর এটা কোন ঝুঁকি
সে পশু
সব যোগাড় টোগাড় করে দিলেও করে দেবে, সে তো সবাই পায়
তাই বাকি করছে
কিছু
সাবধান।
আর মাটাও বলে বলে বিরক্ত হয়ে গেছে, ও শুনতে চায় না কিছু, খালি বাবাকে বলে,
যাই ওর হাত থেকে সাবধানে থাকবে, বোকা লো
না
কখন কি ফাঁসিয়ে দেবে
না,
বললেন যে 1,000 টাকা মাইনে দেবো ফ্রি কোয়ার্টার,
সে তো বলেছিলাম
এমন রাস্তা যোগ্যতা নেই, জানি করতে পারবো না, খেলা হয়ে যাবো, খেলা কি কথা, এখনো যদি পারি তোর বিজনেস তো জমা আর এখানে এসে করু, আর একটা আমার দেবো
এখানেই তো আসতে পারি, এখানে তো অ্যাডমিনিস্ট্রেশন দেখতে
পারে কত কাজ রয়েছে, মাইনে চাই দেবো যোগ্যতা অনুসারে দেবো,
তেহরানও তো বললেন, তেহরানে বললেন না
তেহরান কত রয়েছে যাকে বলে দেবো সে করে দেবে, কিন্তু যোগ্যতা নেই খেলে হয়ে যাবে,
এখনো
যেতে পারে